Oh, I feel really special now because I've just been given marks out of 10 for my coffee and tea making skills from my guest in the studio. Was it very good?
Amazing. You get like 100 out of 10.
Thank you. Yeah, so lovely. Such a nice cup of tea.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jess and Simon, who are both client liaison managers at The Beeches, which stands for Luxury Senior Living with Award-Winning Care. And they've won loads of awards as well. They got the Cavill Nurses Trust Award, the CQC Award, Recommended Top 20 Care Homes, Great British Care Awards with 6 finalists, and National Care Award winner, Jane S. Krapikova. So we're going to talk about recruitment in a second. For people that may not know about The Beeches...
Well, we have a luxury care home based on London Road in Brentwood. So a lot of people move in. We have an assisted living environment, and we have a specialist dementia suite as well. So we have a mixture of different types of apartments, all with kitchenettes and ensuite wet rooms. Tends to happen when people move in is they don't tend to realise that they can, when they move in, just close their door if they want to and have their own time to themselves. But apart from that, we have 2 restaurants. We have lots of activities going on throughout the days and into the evening. Things like your housekeeping and your laundry is all done for you and things like that. So if you've got somebody or a family member or a relative who is at home and things are starting to get a bit on top of them, sort of health wise or living wise, so sort of in the house, if things are getting a bit much, then it's definitely a good idea to come and have a little look around The Beeches, have a coffee, and see what we've got, because it's a lovely environment.
And it is. And the thing is, when you think about people going into assisted living, you sometimes think about everybody being sat round in the room that's about 104 degrees. I don't know why it's always that hot with one television. Although there are places like that and they've got great reviews, it depends on your circumstances. This is the top end of being looked after. And the best way is to probably go in, as you said, go into the coffee shop, have a coffee. There is not a hard sell. It's something you're either going to do or you're not going to do. Yeah. So if you go round, it's not going to be people running around behind you with a piece of paper to say sign here, because it is obviously something you've got to consider. And you can go in, have a really good look round, and come back. They do allow you to come back out again.
We always say you don't know until you pop your head in and have a little look. And our doors, you know, we're a friendly bunch, and we love to just show off really to people and show them what we've got. And then if it's a food for thought for the future, a lot of people that come in and see us say to us, we didn't know like anything like this existed. It's really to say that our doors are open, or to call us and make a time with us, and we will more than happily show you what we've got.
A lot of the elderly community will sort of confine themselves to one room, and their living room will kind of turn into their bedroom if there's a bathroom downstairs. And they don't utilise the rest of the house.
No.
And then you've got the gardens and everything else to keep on top of. That's what we find when a lot of people are inquiring. It just might be things are getting a bit too much for them at home. Stairs, massive big thing. Being able to get up them and also coming down them safely.
Yep.
And also it gives families a peace of mind as well, that when someone does move in, it is all on one level. So they've not got the stairs to deal with, and we have lifts as well.
Yep.
So that does help.
Yeah.
But it's just about also a lifestyle change as well. Yeah. Again, it's about the stimulation. So our activities programme is amazing because it's feedback from residents.
Yep.
So they will give us feedback as to what they would like to do, because we always say, don't we, there's no point in us putting a load of activities on if no one's got any interest in sort of joining. And also it's about the trips out in community as well, going to garden centres. So it really is about the stimulation that our residents get to help them have
that. You must see people blossom. They must come in from being in a room on their own, or maybe their partner's died and they think, well, life's over, what's the point? And they probably come to you and they suddenly get this zest.
We honestly do again. And it's so nice, because obviously part of our job is we help families, you know, from the very start when they very first pick up the phone to us, and myself and Summer will be their contact right up until the point of moving. So there's a lot of information that is shared with us that we get to know about what people have been going through at home and things. And the best part of our job is when somebody moves in after a few weeks to see that the old person has come back, and their families, it just means so much to them, doesn't it?
It does.